Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Welcome to Innovation Anthology, the podcast. I'm Cheryl Croucher. This is an opportunity for me to present interviews with scientists, inventors, and decision makers who are working in the innovation space. And in this episode, I'll introduce you to the fast growth winners from the 2017 Tech Venture Prize Business Plan Competition. Now, this competition is in its 15th year and is held each spring in Edmonton, with entries coming from startup companies all across Alberta. And the 2017 winner is a virtual reality gaming enterprise called VR Cave. It's the brainchild of two young brothers, Nathaniel and Alex Rossell. And what they've developed is a multiplayer virtual reality system that works in a socially immersive environment. And their business plan takes VR Cave into entertainment venues around the globe. I spoke with the brothers just after their win at the Tech Venture Prize, and I began with Nathaniel Rossell. You've just won the Tech Edmonton Venture Prize Fast Growth Award. How does it feel?
We're honored and really blown away. We went into this knowing how stiff the competition was, but with the support of everyone we've had, somehow we pulled it through.
And what is the prize?
So according to the check, it's $80,000, but it's a mix of cash and in-kind services. We're not sure of the exact breakdown, but I guess we'll find out soon.
And Alex, tell me what VR Cave is. What does your company do?
So VR Cave creates socially immersive multiplayer virtual reality experiences. It's kind of like a new consumer version of multiplayer VR.
So is this something that is completely new?
Yeah. So the technology for virtual reality has finally come to the forefront of media. And what we found was that a lot of current solutions are all based around the single player experience. So what we innovated on was to create a multiplayer experience for our customers instead.
And where exactly would you use this?
So our platform is designed for entertainment businesses that have a number of entertainment options for their patrons. So any place where people like to go out and have fun with their friends, our product fits right in alongside all the other products in that facility.
Now, Nathaniel, one of the things that the fast growth category is looking for is actually fast growth. How do you see your business growing?
Well, we only got started really about this time last year, so we definitely haven't been around very long. But in that time, we already had a beta launch, Hospital of Horror, last October, Canada's first multiplayer VR haunted house ever. So it's just been a whirlwind the past year as it all came together.
Well, you had some really stiff competition in this category. So what is it that you did that really wowed the judges?
I think fortunately for us, the technology is really, really cool looking, and it's something everyone can get involved with. And I think it's a little hard to explain, but I really like that they allowed us to put a video together to show to everyone, because VR is something you really have to experience, or at least you have to show it to people for them to really get it.
Now, right now you're in Edmonton. What are your plans for expansion?
So we're pretty much organically just planning to expand across Western Canada first, the local area, and then all across Canada, and then into the United States. And we've already had interest from Europe, actually. So because we're predominantly a software business, there's really no limit to where we can go.
Do you know how much money the market will be?
Yes, this was part of the business plan competition. So, we're looking 5 years down the road. If we just keep ramping up, there's nothing to stop us from being in the hundreds of millions of dollars. It's an enormous market. And if you're a fast-growing software company, you can grab it surprisingly quickly once you get rolling.
Alex, where did the idea come from?
So about a year and a half ago, my brother and I decided a bit on a whim to purchase an Oculus Rift Development Kit 2. And after trying it out for the first time, we were just blown away by how amazing it was. And we knew virtual reality was a game changer in terms of technology. So we brainstormed and kind of came up with a number of business ideas, tried them out, and things took off from there.
Nathaniel, you did enter the business plan competition. What sort of help did you get from Tech Edmonton?
Oh, so it would have been impossible without them. First and foremost, they offer seminars for every team that signs up. I believe there's 4 or 6 of them, and those are really great. And they brought in some really big name local entrepreneurs. For example, Randy Thompson from VA Angels. He had one of the most memorable talks and was awesome. And besides that, they also, for example, had a pitch coaching down in Calgary, another great event that helped us out. And besides that, 2 or 3 times a month, they run lunch seminars where they deal with other subjects that are useful to entrepreneurs. So it was all super helpful.
And Alex, what do you feel you gained from being involved with Tech Edmonton in the Venture Prize?
So probably the biggest thing, it allowed us to take our company from a project idea into an actual company. Just in writing the business plan and all the mentorship we got from that was just an amazing experience. It helped us key in on what makes a successful business and how to make something scalable rather than just an idea. And that was just amazing.
Congratulations, Alex.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful experience.
And congratulations to you too, Nathaniel.
Thank you very much.
That was Nathaniel Rossell and Alex Rossell, co-founders of VR Cave, a new gaming startup that won the 2017 Tech Venture Prize Business Plan Competition. A written transcript of this interview is posted on the web at innovationanthology.com. You can look up program number 869. Till next time, I'm Cheryl Croucher.